welcome to the Rack Extra. Total Bella is right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we're back with Total Bella's episode 6. And just from the previews, this is going to be a humdinger of an episode. Oh, God. I just saw something I didn't want to see. Already in the intro, and it's only the episode preview. This is going to be fun.
It's all about the Instagram followers. Instagram.com/RackRadioShow. Subscribe, follow, like, whatever it is on Instagram.
It's all about the social medias.
We're all over there, Rack Radio Show. So subscribe, follow, you know the deal.
Ding! We're in Phoenix with Bree, Brian, JJ, and JJ's daughter. Almost said Birdie, but it's like, wait, no, Bree's still pregnant. So they're admiring the nursery and Bree's handiwork and how cute it is.
Brian is debating, why are they going with Joe? Not a Viking name. Not Helga.
Is he a Viking?
Maybe.
They need to consult with Eric Rowan. He's the Viking expert in WWE. He has that good Norse blood in him, so, you know.
Burrito Joe Danielson.
I was really trying not to point out that the initials of the baby are BJ.
Who was pointing that out?
No one, but I just realized that Birdie Joe. Anyway, awkward. We're at Mattel headquarters in Los Angeles,
ooh,
California.
Ooh, Hot Wheels.
Yes, Hot Wheels. They have toys.
Hot Wheels. I like Hot Wheels. They're awesome.
They have Hot Wheels outside their headquarters.
Oh, I would love me some Hot Wheels.
Dude, we need to tell Omega to watch this show because they're at Mattel and they have Hot Wheels. What? Oh, that fur vest. No.
So we're with the senior vice president of Mattel. He was working on WWE Barbie dolls.
Very exciting. They get the reveal of the Bella dolls. And they're verklempt. Actually, they're really cool. I'm not going to lie. They're like really cool.
They're running a contest and you should enter.
I should enter?
Yeah, you should enter because they show how awesome kick-ass women are or something like that. And you could win the dolls. It's on their Twitters. At Bella Twins. I'll find the information at some point.
Okay. All right, cool. But look in the background, if they show it again, on the wide shot.
All the other toys?
Well, look at all the doll heads.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in the center, where it's all the other girls.
Oh, yeah, they showed that in the when it came up, yeah. At Total Bella, Total underscore Bob, what makes you strong and beautiful, like Nikki and Bray? Tell us using hashtag WinAbella sweepstakes, and you could win the Bella Twins, Mattel dolls. So there you go. Nikki is debating whether she should retire at WrestleMania or not, after seeing the dolls. Oh, the day John proposes in the ring.
Shh, spoilers!
No, they were acting it out with the dolls.
What's awesome about this is they have the actual WWE action figures there, which they also handily make, which is pretty awesome.
You know, they had Bryan and John Cena in there, just randomly.
Like, it was almost staged. What?
And AJ Styles.
Because AJ. So we're back at Casa Bella in Phoenix, and Mama Bella, and JJ, and Bryan, and Big Johnny, and JJ's daughter, they're all there.
No one has eaten or drinking anything in the last 30 minutes, and Brian's very excited about this.
What is he up to? Oh, he got the DNA kits.
Big Johnny's like, I didn't do it.
Yes, you did, Johnny. We all know you did. Oh God, this is going to go horribly wrong. Actually, this raises an interesting question. If you're pregnant and you do a DNA test, does it pick up the DNA of the baby too?
I don't know.
Or is it just you?
I don't know.
Does anybody know the answer to that? I'm really actually now genuinely curious what happens if you take a DNA test when you're pregnant.
We have Googling to do it, Berg.
That takes all the... I'm trying to get the... Oh my God, he's got horns and braids.
He is embracing his heritage.
Daniel's getting horny, y'all. Very, very horny.
And she talked about BJ earlier. Anyway.
It's not the Bella Twins without it. Okay, now we're going through the DNA test. You have to swab your mouth for 30 to 60 seconds.
Well, I'm not going to comment. They're blaming their when they snap on them being Mexican. So they don't want to lose that with the DNA test.
Okay, I'm genuinely curious if they get the results in this episode because I kind of want to know. Because it takes like 6 weeks, I think. Now we're at, I think, a restaurant. We're doing the fashion blogging.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're doing it together. Aww.
He's starting his own Instagram. The Vacation JJ.
The fact that his name is The Vacation, okay. But they're doing it together. They're bonding over Instagram. This is a step in the positive direction, y'all.
Mm-hmm. He has no idea what it takes to be a blogger, and she wants him to start writing a blog.
Dude, just go on Tumblr. It's the black hole that will never pull you out.
Seriously.
Seriously. Anyway, we're in San Diego, California. We're at the beach house with Nikki and John. He's decorating the house. He's about to kill every street cred he has because he wants to be an interior designer.
Sean is spending money, so he's doing the economics of it all.
And now we get the classic dick reference with the tape measure because Cena.
Now she just says his penis is 10 inches.
So it's a perfect 10?
Cena is excited that she is no longer going to be wrestling.
Well, it's better for her health if she's not. But he brings up that she's got a lot of stuff going on, and she's, you know, kind of moving away from wrestling, which is true. So yeah, it's at this point wrestling. She doesn't need to wrestle anymore. It's a matter of want versus need. Does she want to continue it versus does she need to? I mean, once you get your own Barbie, it's that's kind of it.
See, if he only had WWE, he would not be happy with her retiring.
But she's got the fashion brand. She's got the wine. She's doing acting. She's doing
everything.
So yeah, it's like WWE. She's trying to cram it all into one schedule. So it's like it would be better for her if she dropped something. And if the easiest thing for her to drop is wrestling, then yeah, go for it. Plus, she's doing this show. You know, she's doing Total Divas. It's Nikki Bella does a lot.
And her body can't do 230 days a year.
Mm-mm. And she doesn't want to do part time. And he asks the proverbial question, is it worth the risk?
Oh, we get the DNA results.
Oh, good. Breezy Bella. My favorite Bella.
So, let's Google. Go start Googling.
Oh, I didn't realize we were Googling.
You want answers. Go Google it. That's a thing. So, what this episode we're realizing is we're going to realize that the internal struggle of Nikki Bella. I was trying to remember the Bella name. Nikki Bella and her decision to wrestle. And we're going to see more of JJ than we possibly could think. We needed to see.
I really don't want to see more of JJ than I can possibly think. I'm really 100% good.
But apparently we are going to see a lot more of JJ.
I did not ask for this.
No one said you asked for it.
I'm just putting that on record. I did not ask for this.
Okay.
Did not ask.
Okay.
Really good.
Well, I'll give you two options. Let's make a deal.
Okay.
We can have option A, the door number one, which you've already seen. Would you like to exchange it for door number two?
I can't.
Yes, you can.
What's behind door number two?
Well, I can't tell you until you pick it.
Is this the zonk?
You gotta pick it. Do you want to give up this and when you know, or take door number two? Want to stick with what you got?
I don't trust you, so I'm sticking with what I got.
Okay, what was behind door number two is all about Big Johnny's sex life.
I made a good call.
See, I can make everything better by not having you talk about Big Johnny.
I'm not saying you made it better.
You know what the initials are for Big Johnny?
BJ. There's a commonality here. There's a commonality.
So, anyway, Googling, what'd you find?
You can take a DNA test while pregnant, but that's paternity.
Right.
So...
yeah, there's not much information, so maybe you might be able to... You get all the information you need?
I mean, I would guess, seeing as you're not getting the baby's DNA, that it's all contained, that it probably doesn't pick up on it, although it may.
Since she's not doing a blood test or doing the swab test. Yeah. Anyway.
And we're back in Phoenix.
I heart Big Johnny when he tries to be funny. He said, hold on, Instagramming, and did a goofy smile. It's amazing. We're now having a photography contest of who could take a better picture of the food.
She just got up on a chair in a public restaurant and took a picture of her food. Okay, this is supposed to be a bonding experience for you two, not a competition.
This is the Bella family. Everything is a competition.
Apparently. And now Mama Bella's defending Lauren's blogging and how it's a huge commitment and how difficult it is. And JJ's sort of mocking her.
He's not cocky. He's confident.
He's cocky.
We're doing a bet. How many followers do you have? 15,000. He has to triple the for $1,000, he has to triple his double or triple his followers in 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Triple his followers in 2 weeks. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
And we see shots of the countryside. We're at the villa in Phoenix. We're having mules and champagne.
In bikinis
and bathing suits. We're taking pictures.
Of Nikki Bella's ass.
We're having a photo shoot at the pool.
And then there's JJ.
And then there's JJ.
Nikki can't even do 30,000 in 2 weeks. Even Nikki's boobs can't pull in 30,000 in 2 weeks.
I'm sure they did at one point. Maybe?
Maybe.
I don't know.
He's going to mimic all Nicole's pictures.
Oh, God, help us.
He's going to... you want to see more of JJ than you ever did want to see? We're about to see all of JJ.
Them some white legs, I'm not even going to lie.
He's like, what am I supposed to tilt? Brian is so disgusted by this. Hashtag better than Nikki.
Oh, God help us. We're at dinner again. Oh, the DNA results. They're in.
Where's Mari? Who's the father?
Brian is playing the part of Mari.
Johnny's 24% Polish.
He's Polish! Stolat!
40.4% Northwestern European, which is not Italian. Irish. Southern Europe, 11.2% Italian. So she's more British and Irish than Italian.
Okay.
So she's 7% Indian.
She's Ashkenazi Jewish. That's kind of awesome. Is that Bray or is that the mom?
That's Bray, I think. He's 98% Viking.
Gee, and his results look different than everybody else's.
Ashkenazi Jewish. 9 crazy nights, it's 8 crazy nights.
It's 8, y'all. It's 8.
Changing, like, ooh, more presents for us. They're Jewish?
Apparently.
Oh, God.
You know what's going to happen at the end is Bree's going to find Brian's actual results, and he's not going to be Viking. You know how this is all going to play.
Mm-hmm.
But until then...
I like that he was like, what, 98.9 or 99.9?
Yeah, 98.9%, or, yeah, 99.8, whatever it is.
Scandinavian,
which is like, dude, there's no way. I've seen your mom. There's no way. Them Scandinavian roots are strong.
And then there's JJ in the Instagram. Oh, my God. It's going to be special. So he has to get triple his thing in 2 weeks. I mean, that's hard to do.
The only way that I know of, like, the surefire way to do that would be to post, like, a dick pic.
Or buy your own followers.
Or buy your own followers, yeah. But if you want to go about them honestly, there's got to be some genitalia thrown out there. Let's be real.
But is that really the even way, easy way, the right way to do it? Is that, you know, the legit way to do it?
You're not buying them.
Not buying them, but that's the cheap way. Oh, hey, here's my thing. I mean,
yeah.
I guess... So, I don't know. My brain hurts from it all. That's all. My brain hurts all from it all. I just like how disappointed Brie was in her result, you know?
Mm-hmm. And we're back from break. We are at Brie and Brian's house in Phoenix. There's Josie. Or is that Winston?
One of them. Brie is connecting with her Jewish side to be more creative in the kitchen.
Oh, she's making challah bread. That's not how you make it.
No. I just, the circumcising thing was just, yeah.
I know, but it's like you're supposed to braid it. That's not braiding it. They're twisting it.
Brian made it look like a nutsack.
That's never going to bake. Just untwist it.
Okay.
All right. I'm a little scared.
Dare to be bear.
Oh my God, we're going waxing. It's two guys going waxing. Oh Lord. He's going to cry twice. Oh, we're waxing the chest. Oh, he's so good. He's good. Oh God, he's going to whine.
All for the gram.
All for the gram.
The IG, the gram. At Rock Radio Show.
Oh, it does not hurt that bad, you wuss.
Give me the birth simulator. This isn't worth Instagram followers.
She's not even using real wax. She's using the fake crap.
Oh, got stuck. Nipple time. Brian. Oh, look at that nipple.
Guys are such wusses about this kind of stuff. They really are. It does not hurt that bad.
You're just used to it. You women.
It's like five it stings for like 5 seconds. It's literally like ripping a Band-Aid off. It does not hurt that bad.
Have you ripped a Band-Aid off? It hurts.
Yes. It lasts 5 seconds, and then you get over it.
So we're at what, a museum?
We're at a Native Arts Museum. So she's getting to see all the local arts and crafts from, or I shouldn't say local, traditional arts and crafts from the local tribe that was in that area.
Brian wants to explore his side.
What, you want to eat fish and...
It's all about Brie and not about Brian.
Poor Brian. And then we go across the country to Richmond, Virginia.
Smackdown Live.
And here's where we look for our favorite total diva.
Bray Wyatt.
There's Finn on the truck. And Sheamus. So JJ's gone with Nikki. Oh my God, my favorite vignettes ever.
The total belt mocking is amazing.
Favorite vignettes ever. Oh, and JJ's loving it.
Mm-hmm.
JJ's absolutely loving it.
The not marry you part.
Oh, he's sucking up to Natty. Natty's like, you'll get 2,000 followers because I'm that good.
Natty knows how to take it. She has practiced taking Instagram photos.
She's all about the selfies. There's Renee.
And just like Big Johnny just watching in the background.
Yeah. Now we have John and Nikki coming out to confront Ms. and Maurice.
It was one of the best storylines going on in WrestleMania.
Even though we all knew how it was going to turn out, yeah, mm-hmm. It was.
We're taking shots at the Marine. We're going to come and kick your ass. Not as good as we're going to break your bitch. You hear me?
Well, you know, you can only pull that once.
You can only pull it once, but it works.
Nikki doesn't want to retire, but she's pretty much, you know, because of her neck, she may have to kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I love how Natty has the perfect way to take a selfie. You close your eyes, and then 3, 2, open up.
I don't even want to think about the amount of time that she spent, like, perfecting how to take a selfie. Because I have a funny feeling it's a lot. But she can take a really good selfie.
She knows how to take a selfie. She has a lot of practice at taking a selfie.
Like, she's really good at finding her light. She's really good at getting the right angle for her face. Like, she has figured this out. And bless her for it. Okay, I'm sorry. That naked egg taco thing looks really, really gross.
Yeah, it does.
Like, honestly. I have to rant on this for a second. Honestly, Taco Bell, what in the hell makes you think it's okay to, like, create some nasty-looking egg taco shell? Where it's not, it's just, like, matte and looks congealed, and it, even in the commercial, it looks gross. I'm sorry, it does. There's nothing about that that makes you want to run to Taco Bell. Nothing.
Right.
It's like, ew. Now, if you did, like, a breakfast, well, they have breakfast burritos, don't they?
I don't know, I don't go to Taco Bell.
But see, if they did the breakfast burrito with, like, the egg and the sausage and stuff, I'd go for that. But, you know, it's like, the just the egg shell is just ew. And I guess if it was more, if it had didn't have the yolk in it, it would be better. Like, it would look better. But it's just the yolk looks really just gross.
Right.
Because you know how they cook an over easy egg, and it's like, yeah, that's not how that's supposed to look.
No.
It's supposed to have goo in it.
Yeah, that's just, no. All kinds of nasty.
What was the sandwich that Dean invented? The happy...
Oh, what was it? I don't remember the name.
But it's like the egg sandwich and like, or the over easy egg in French toast.
That rings a bell?
It's like happy pocket or happy... It's happy something sandwich. We come back from break. We're in downtown Phoenix. We're at dinner again. Wow, they go out to dinner a lot. I don't think I've ever noticed that.
Well, when they're picking up the tab...
Right?
Those fans almost caught Nikki's hat at SmackDown.
Now they're getting pictures with her. Now she's talking about how excited and how nervous she is about doing the storyline. And, you know, and now they're complimenting her on how hard she's worked and how she's literally climbed to the top. And now we're talking about Instagram.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, here's the thing. All they said is that he just had to, what, double them?
Triple them.
Tripled them?
No, in the post he said the wife went to the spa and she didn't actually go to the spa.
Okay.
They're giving him crap for it.
Well, yeah.
He's mocking. Basically, he is mocking what she does.
Yes, he is.
And she's picking up on it.
Nikki's going, well, you know, why don't you go pick flowers for your wife and take a picture of that? And he's like, where am I going to go find flowers in the desert, you know? Oh! He looks at Nikki and tells her, you know, I'm actually working and watching my daughter. I know you can't comprehend that. And he's kind of being a jerk, and she takes him outside.
Jada doesn't like his family's opinions.
Now Nikki's like, you need to focus on lifting your wife up. Uh-oh, that's not good based on the preview.
And from everything I know, it was not good.
Yeah, everything we know, it's not good. We'll get into it. We'll talk about it once they air it, but...
So we're going back to the whole marriage thing, and, you know, you should not be, you know, mocking what your wife does. You should actually be putting it over and, you know, listen to her, because she actually knows what she's talking about. And if you're going to say you're doing some things for her, you know, actually do them and stuff like that.
And I'm sure he will. He'll make it up to her. But it's like right now, it's, again, he's cocky. And it's, oh, you want me to triple my followers? Okay, I'm going to do whatever I have to do, minus buying them, to get that number just so I win. You know, it's, he's doing everything he can to win. And he's not taking his wife's feelings into account. He's not taking his family's feelings into account. It's just, I have to win. And I think that's just how that family is, because we've seen Brie do that, we've seen Nikki do that. You know, that's just how they are.
Right.
I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but that's how they are.
That's what they do, yeah.
As we come back from break, Nikki's still giving JJ the talking to, where she's basically like, stop being a jerk, be nice to your wife. The bet isn't everything. And now we're getting on the you don't know what it's like to have an infant.
He believes his family thinks he'll fail a lot of things.
But is this even, I mean, it's a bet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a bet. Does it really matter? Like, is it worth causing that much turmoil and trauma with your family? So Nikki picks him a flower, and he brings it to Lauren. And she's, you know, as like an apology, and she's just like, yeah, whatever. And now we're having the repentant, I'm sorry moment between JJ and Lauren, where they're kissing and making up, and everybody's looking on thoughtfully, and JJ's pouring out his heart. It's all very sweet. And it's all good. And he's forfeiting. And the mom's like, you lost.
Yeah, he lost.
He lost, but it's like he forfeit for the sake of his family, which, you know, it's like, okay, let that go and don't give him crap for it, you know?
Right. Oh, we're having a DNA, like, oh, party, oh, Jesus. We have food from all over and Viking helmet. And they surprise Brian. Brian has one shirt. He's one button-up shirt.
Yes, he does. He does. He's not a fussy guy at all.
Him and Shane, like, fire shirt. She has a gift for him. A baby Viking hat.
It looks like Satan horns. Sorry, but it does. It's cute!
to two things you are. She wants the baby to check the other box, and we are all one as the answer. She's not going to be Bertha Jim Bob, and it will be, as we know, Birdie Joe Danielson, in honor of Bree's Jewishness.
They're naming her, the middle name is after the grandfather.
Yeah.
Just so everybody's aware. And now we're in Connecticut at SmackDown Live.
SmackDown Live. We're 12 nights away, according to Tom Phillips.
From the WrestleManias. And we're seeing John come out with Nikki, or John alone. And there's Breezango and Breezy Bella.
Mm-hmm.
She kind of likes it. Breeze and drag is kind of everything. I'm not going to lie.
This promo stuff right here got us the Fashion Police segments. Right here.
I am 100% behind this. And we see Nikki coming out. She's showing Breezy how it's done.
So it's Cena versus Fandango.
Just have to say, Cena looks really weird with grown out hair because this is how I'm used to seeing him.
Right. So Breezy Bella gets in the ring. So is Nikki. She comes in for the spear.
And she smacks her head right into his torso.
And she goes, I did something totally wrong.
Yeah, she torqued her neck. You can see her do it.
She was wearing a hat. And that was part of the issue. Because the hat went right into the chest.
Yep. This is why you never spear anybody in a hat. Or wearing a hat.
While wearing a hat. Or someone with the abs of steel, apparently.
And we're back from break. We see Nikki spear Breezy. And she feels a rush in her head. She's not feeling right. But she doesn't stop. And then on top of that, she takes the bump. And she still puts that move on better than he does.
Right. Not right there, but yeah.
Not right there, but no. She still does the STF better than he does. Because she actually hooks under the chin.
Mm-hmm.
And Breeze Bat grabs his fake boob, and she's bleeding. And John's concerned. He's asking what happens. She goes, I think I kind of hurt my neck. But she thinks she's okay. And John takes her to the doctor and goes, she might have jacked her neck. And the doctor just goes, whoa. So we're in the doctor's office. Nikki's, basically showing where her pain is. It's in the back of her neck behind her ears, basically at the base of her skull. She doesn't have numbness in her fingers, so the pain's mainly in her neck. And they're like, you may have just strained the muscles on the sides. But we're going to get you checked out just to be sure. John's like, whatever you need done, we'll get it done. We can make it work.
Means John will open the checkbook.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's going to take care of her.
Mm-hmm. Because he has so much planned and he can't afford her being
hurt. Well, sometimes plan goes awry and shit happens. And now Johnny's checking on her and making sure that she's okay. And she's going, basically to get the x-ray done right when they land. Hey, it's Talking Smack.
We saw Brian's other shirt in the preview for next week.
That's his bad news shirt.
Yeah.
And so we get the confirmation about Nikki's neck. We're basically hearing, I think, how Bree's going to give birth. So it should be an interesting show next week.
So what we learned tonight, Instagram.com/RockRadioShow is a place to be for all your Instagramming needs.
Ding.
Okay, no. We learned what it takes to get Instagram followers and how obnoxious you can be when trying to get those Instagram followers. And we learn that this storyline is very, really important to Nikki Bella, and she'll do whatever she has to do to get the story underway, even if it means jacking up her neck.
Well, we talked about this before, where this is the biggest storyline of her career.
And basically the last storyline of her career.
That remains to be seen. We'll have to see.
Well, going into it, it was.
Yeah, going into it, it was. She was planning on retiring after WrestleMania, and, well, the decision may have been made for her, kind of thing. Which you never like. Like, you always want somebody to leave of their own volition, and she was getting ready to, so I think it might be a little bit easier for her if that's what happens. But still, it's kind of a wait and see sort of thing.
Right.
But I think that does it for us. What do you think?
Oh, it does. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/RockRadioShow. Follow us on Twitch, twitch.tv/RockRadioShow. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, as mentioned, Tumblr, YouTube, iTunes, Google Play, all in the Brain Rack Radio Show. You can follow at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Subscribe to it all, like it all, because we got a lot of stuff coming. A lot of specials out there. Plus, check out the main show Thursdays, 10 p.m. Eastern.
And you can follow me on Twitter at Linsword, LinsWRD. And go to my website, psychworddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/Linsword, same as the Twitters. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to the Rack Extra Total Bellas right here on WildTalkRadio.com. And we will be back next week with episode 7, so you don't want to miss it. Till then, bye!